We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, friendly viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashta 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 63 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Colombia, in Bogotá, channel 16 on Parabólica Bellavista and channel 44 on Vía Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliqui, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria la Nueva, San Francisco, and Aborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Celera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company.
In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, channel 41 on Teleunidos, and channel 55 on Vitemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanu. In Zona 10 Engativa, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
In Paraguay, in Vallemi, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaré, channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, channel 30 on Capiraquai Cable Company. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Domoa SA. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CIETSAT. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS. in Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hop Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Iritanet City, Channel 26 on Ulhathinga Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himon Cable TV. In Swate, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongoth. In Dar'an Ul Province, Channel 8 on Dar'an Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Ulha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, and Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting.
In Bayanzurich and Han Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV.
In Khotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Underhan City in Khinti Province, Channel 23 on San Board Company. In Sanchun City in Dorumgolf Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. And in Mandelgolf City, Channel 12 on Khoral Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan U Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchun Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tung Tai Cable TV. In Jia'i County, Channel 97 on Goshung Cable TV. And in Putsu City, Channel 90 on Da Yung Cable TV. In Jia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Dolio Township on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Yuansheng Township on Beikong Cable TV.
Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a Japanese-based social organization arranges a culture-sharing visit to Sri Lanka. In environmental news, the United Nations assists Bangladesh in reducing its carbon footprint. In animal welfare news, famed American actress Miss Portia de Rossi supports a campaign to help feral cats. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 4th, one of the Arab world's most beloved singers of the 20th century, Ms. Om Kulthum, was born in 1904 in the small village of Tamay al-Zahariya, Egypt. Her family moved to Cairo in 1923, and by the late 1920s, she was a leading performer there. Ms. Kulthum was known for her touching and emotive style and was referred to as the Star of the East. Her You Are My Life is still considered to be a modern classic. Besides sharing her immense talent, Ms. Kulthum spoke for various causes, including advocating government support of Arabic music and musicians. In addition, she called attention to the importance of indigenous Arab culture. In 2001, the Gaukab el-Sharq Museum in Cairo was established to honor her legacy. May the legendary voice of Ms. Om Kulthum continue to enthrall eager listeners for generations to come.
Fly-in news. Thousands homeless after Bangladesh storm. On Sunday, May 2nd, a hailstorm bore down on the northern Mymensingh region, with lightning strikes primarily the cause of the more than 17 lives lost and over 100 injuries in the worst-hit districts of Habiganj, Mymensingh, Bagarat, and Gaimanda. Meanwhile, thousands were displaced as homes were flattened, hundreds of hectares of crops damaged, and power outages affected several sub-districts. Officials reported that rescue and relief operations were underway in the affected areas. Our gratefulness, Bangladeshi government personnel, for your prompt initiatives to help the storm-affected residents. sending our sympathies for the lives lost as we pray for the restored stability of the Bangladeshi people, and that such weather extremities may be eased through our more thoughtful, eco-conscious ways.
Canada hit by surprise snowstorm. Unseasonal wet snow and high-speed winds in southern Alberta province struck for the second time in a month, leaving up to 70,000 people temporarily without power, with many schools and roads closed for safety. Some members of Canada's largest Aboriginal community were also relocated to shelters due to the severity of the storm. Meanwhile, the Canadian Red Cross provided food, water, and shelter for anyone without power or who needed to leave their homes. Our earnest appreciation, Canadian Red Cross, and all those aiding the storm affected, wishing the residents of Alberta a speedy return to their regular day-to-day lives as we work together to ease such events with more considerate actions and care.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
European Commission assists returning Ugandans. A 6 million euro donation is being made to support victims of civil conflict via the Commission's Humanitarian Aid Department, or ECHO. Commissioner Kristalina Georgieva, who will be overseeing the distribution of funds, stated, "We are committed to bringing relief to those who need it most, particularly in the Akoli region, where 86% of the displaced people are concentrated and where food security remains a concern. The contributions will focus on providing food supplies and basic services for the most vulnerable persons as they return to their home villages, with a goal of ultimately closing the camps for displaced persons as peace continues to emerge in the nation's north-central region." Commissioner Georgieva and the European Commission, heaven bless your concerned initiatives to benefit the Ugandan people. Through such kind-hearted endeavors as yours, may harmony and stability soon extend to all corners of the land.
Time magazine lists 100 most influential people, the 2010 leaders, heroes, scientists, and thinkers of internationally published Time magazine were recognized in its April 30th issue as being the most transformative in bringing ideas, visions, and actions to the world.
Amongst those receiving the distinction in the leaders category were U.S. President Barack Obama, His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, President of the United Arab Emirates, and Prime Minister of India, Manmohan Singh. Heroes included 42nd U.S. President Bill Clinton, South Korean athlete Kim Yuna for realizing her dream of becoming an Olympic champion figure skater, and humble Formosan or Taiwanese vegetable seller Chen Shu Chu for her generous contributions to charity. Canadian filmmaker of Avatar fame, James Cameron, and leading Russian conductor, Valery Gergiev, were among those named as artists, while thinkers included Minister Mentor of Singapore, Lee Kuan Yew, for his beneficial influence in the country's expansion, and American writer Michael Pollan for his thoughtful analysis of the ethics of meat-eating.
We join Time magazine and people across the globe in applauding all those recognized for your deserved distinctions. Blessed be the endeavors born of such giving spirits as yours in bringing ever more light and love into our world.
Worldwide vegan bake sale a sweet success. More than 120 groups across six continents joined the second annual Worldwide Vegan Bake Sale, recognized last year by media worldwide and commended by Veg News magazine as 2009's Best Veg Event of the Year. Supreme Master Television's global correspondents covered this year's even more delicious events.
And we're here for the vegan bake sale. It's been going fantastically well.
The idea for this vegan version of a popular fundraising tradition was started by the U.S.-based Compassion for Animals to show that conventional baked goods, which often use eggs and dairy products, are available in delectable, cruelty-free versions.
It's delicious.
That tastes like the real thing. Better. It's very chocolatey and very creamy.
with proceeds from some locales' vegan bake sale going to good causes such as animal welfare, other bakers shared their enticing treats for free. The Supreme Master Qinghai International Association and Loving Huts in many cities also participated.
We have our chocolate cheesecake, and right here we have our banana walnut cake. And our most popular, we have our brownies as well as brownie bites. Also, all proceeds from the bake sale today go to Sammy's Place Senior Dog Sanctuary.
It's cool because you're not eating any animals, so, or any products from them. So.
Groups and individuals who took up the egg-free, dairy-free baking challenge, even those not already vegan themselves, confirmed the variety of healthier replacements and shared these tips with amazed customers.
I think it's fantastic. I love this. And we haven't hurt any animals, and there's no milk or dairy or anything like that, and that stuff is not good for you. It's not good for me.
Studies on the harmful health effects of consuming eggs, milk, and butter are well established.
Then there's also like the hormones and all the like preservatives that are like involved with the food.
Equally well documented is the unavoidable cruelty and outright killing that occurs in the production of dairy and eggs.
The egg and dairy industries are among the cruelest industries around. Male chicks are separated at birth, and many of them are crushed alive. They're tossed into grinders. As far as the dairy industry, the male cows are slaughtered right around 8 to 12 weeks old.
We're not harming any animals. We're not taking away from the babies, and also we're not harming the chickens and eating their babies.
I don't want animals to suffer on my behalf.
With experts now citing more than 50% of all greenhouse gas emissions as coming from raising livestock, the vegan choice also saves the planet.
From chewy chocolate chip cookies to savory vegan sausage rolls, customers at the Worldwide Vegan Bake Sale were convinced that their favorite foods remained top on the list. Only healthier, tastier, and cruelty-free.
It's been absolutely beautiful and delicious, and shows people that you don't miss out on anything when you have vegan foods.
I like them a lot.
It's, just before 3 o'clock, and it seems like we're almost all sold out of everything.
I love this. We ought to do this like once a month.
Bravo and many thanks, Compassion for Animals, all participants, and delighted customers of the Worldwide Vegan Bake Sale. May the trend in fantastic vegan creations and compassionate food choices gain ever more momentum, one scrumptious bite at a time.
U.S. Measure would offer wholesome veg-based school meals. Introduced by Colorado Congressperson Jared Polis, a new bill now under consideration would address growing concerns over childhood health and obesity by subsidizing school districts that provide plant-based foods and non-dairy beverages.
The proposed Healthy School Meals Act would start with a $4 million U.S. dollar pilot program overseen by the U.S. Department of Agriculture to introduce vegan options to selected school districts over the course of 2 years. With one out of three American children overweight and one out of five suffering from high cholesterol, the bill is receiving support both in the U.S. House of Representatives and for many nutritional advocates. Dr. Neil Bernard of Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine has recorded a public service announcement depicting the dangers of animal fat consumption and urging viewers to tell their congresspersons to approve the Healthy School Meals Act.
Our sincere thanks, Your Excellency Congressperson Polis, Dr. Barnard, and all advocates of healthy food choices for school children. Let us join in offering our precious youths the best foundation for a vibrant future through the nutritious, humane, and vitality-boosting plant-based fare.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Siberian boys saved sister from icy river. When the ice gave way beneath her feet and a six-year-old girl fell into the freezing river in Buryatia, Russia, her five-year-old brother, Danila Zaitsev, lay down on the ice and grabbed her hood with his teeth, where he stayed for about 30 minutes to keep her afloat while another girl went to call for help. When Danila's 15-year-old brother, Ivan, arrived, he was able to pull Danila's sister from the water and carry her home. The girl is said to be safe and sound, and the two brothers will be honored for their courage by the rescue services in the Republic of Buryatia. Bravo, Danila Zaitsev, for saving your beloved sister's life, and kudos, brother Ivan, for your timely arrival and rescue. May both heroes and their little sister be blessed in the loving company of family and friends.
Supreme Master Qinghai is commemorating the brave actions of brothers Ivan and Danila with the Shining World Hero Award.
Save our planet. Ocean acidity rising at alarming rate. According to a report by the U.S.-based National Research Council, the chemistry of the sea is changing faster than it has in hundreds of thousands of years. The rising acidification, which is caused by the absorption of the greenhouse gas carbon dioxide, removes heat-producing CO2 from the atmosphere.
However, the resultant increase in acidity is adversely affecting such intricate ocean processes as photosynthesis, nutrient access, growth, reproduction, and even the survival of marine life such as coral reefs and shellfish. Noting that the current rate of change is more than any known in the past 800,000 years, the report recommends further assessment of potential damage as well as a plan to curb these harmful effects.
We are grateful, National Research Council, and all scientists who are calling attention to the silent crisis of the ocean caused by global warming. May we each and all do our part by adopting compassionate and sustainable lifestyles that are in harmony with the continuation of life on our planet.
Speaking at a March 2009 video conference in California, USA, Supreme Master Qinghai emphasized, as she frequently has, the critical need to safeguard the delicate balance of our seas.
There's another condition called acidification, where the lack of certain fish has contributed to higher ocean acidity, which in turn reduces the capacity of the ocean to absorb CO2. And the ocean is a very complex ecosystem, where every living thing has a unique function. So removing even a small fish for humans to eat creates an imbalance in the sea. In fact, we are already seeing an effect of this imbalance on marine mammals. As the ocean became warmer and warmer and more acidic, more toxins are present in the water. Anything God puts on earth is for a purpose. We should not kill anything, we should not eat anything except plant-based diet.
C save our planet, further demonstrating the accelerated warming of northern latitudes, a group of British scientists near Elef Ringness Island in the Canadian Arctic report the occurrence of a highly unusual rain shower.
Save our planet. The European Union and China agree to work much more closely together on matters of climate change, with a goal of achieving a meaningful outcome at the November meeting in Mexico.
Save our planet. Following a multiple-year review process, the U.S. Interior Department approves the first ever federally funded offshore wind energy farm called Cape Wind, which is expected to generate up to 75% of the electricity needs for the East Coast region it will serve.
Save our planet. Advocacy groups, Education for Nature Vietnam, the Cook Phuong Turtle Conservation Center, and the Asia Turtle Program in Olac or Vietnam collaborate to publish identification guides that will assist officials in better protecting the country's 25 species of tortoises and freshwater turtles, many of which are threatened with extinction.
It's me, Zolo, and this is Lady.
Hi, friends. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
Lady and I are vegan.
We would like to share a tip for the next time you have a painting project.
Instead of purchasing new drop cloths to protect your floors, consider using an old shower curtain or newspapers.
When you have finished, you can save them for upcoming similar jobs.
Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for your attention. And here's the weather around our globe.
In intercultural news, an exchange program brings together Japanese and Sri Lankan citizens. Initiated by the Japanese-based social service organization, Sri Lanka Agonchu Friendship Foundation, members of the group have arranged to visit schools and places of worship in Sri Lanka. The goal of the project is to share information on traditions and other areas of life. Our thankfulness, Sri Lanka Agonchu Friendship Foundation, for your valuable support of enhancing relations between the two nations. May the vibrant people of Sri Lanka and Japan be blessed to grow in mutual understanding and appreciation.
In environmental news, the United Nations donates $25 million for smokeless brick-making technology in Bangladesh. The United Nations Development Program will use the results of its initial brick kiln program to inaugurate another 15 such endeavors over the next 5 years. The new method will have improved production and energy efficiency compared to the old ways. Most importantly, it will substantially decrease greenhouse gas emissions and help protect both workers' health and the environment. Our earnest gratitude to the United Nations Development Program for your innovative project. May the gentle citizens of Bangladesh flourish in well-being and happiness on a long-lasting earth. Up next on Noteworthy News, popular actress Portia de Rossi supports the rights of non-domesticated cats. There's a dog at the door. We'll be back. More generous news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News. Splendid news for a magnificent world. In animal welfare news, noted American actress supports a campaign to care for cats. Miss Portia de Rossi is speaking out for Alley Cat Allies, a group which advocates for stray and feral felines throughout the USA. The charity has launched a campaign to raise awareness about the countless individuals who help look after the cats in their neighborhoods. It also promotes a life-saving program called Trap, Neuter, Return, in which feral cats are humanely kept in specially designed enclosures, neutered and vaccinated, and then returned to their home in the outdoors. Bravo, Portia and Alley Cat Allies, for your laudable work. May your dedicated efforts encourage citizens everywhere to lend helping hands and loving hearts to our charming, intelligent, and independently spirited cat friends.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Romanian entitled Anniversary Gift.
Soția mea își imagina ce cadou vroia pentru aniversarea noastră care se apropie. A spus, aș dori ceva strălucitor, care merge de la 0 la 150 în aproximativ 3 secunde. Deci eu i-am cumpărat un set de cântare.
And now for our viewers' hotline about online electrical vehicles from South Korea on Golden Age technology.
So many subtitles in different languages at once. It's nice to understand what's going on in the program. I hope wireless electric power along with longer range batteries like in Tesla Motors cars really takes off. Hogeta.
Forward-looking Hogeta, good to hear from you. It's wonderful to see promising green technologies such as the electric cars, combined with humanity adopting the earth-saving vegan diet. May we be graced to enter a brilliant and sustainable era with heaven's light.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your moments be filled with divine harmony. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Jordan's Hashemite charity organization, along with Saudi Arabia's government and members of the Jordanian civil society, donate nearly 300 tons of wheat flour to serve the needs of the less fortunate in Gaza, Palestine.
Russian cargo spaceship Progress, MO5M, docks at the International Space Station, bringing over 2.5 tons of freight, including water, food, medicines, fuel, and treats for the station's resident crew.
U.S. President Barack Obama declares May 6th as National Day of Prayer, calling on people of all faiths to join in giving thanks and asking the divine for guidance in wisdom and compassion.
The International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, announces plans to train African doctors, nurses, and radiotherapists in cancer specialties to provide the continent's people with more effective diagnosis and treatment.
Venezuela launches Project Canaima, an educational program that seeks to assist indigenous children in learning computer skills while integrating respect for their customs and ancestral language.
In Illinois, USA, 8 patients receive kidneys from 8 donors in one of the largest exchanges in the country, where donor-recipient pairs who themselves were incompatible are linked with others to find a successful match.
The Russian embassy reports that a second delivery of humanitarian aid has been made to quake-stricken residents of China's Qinghai province, with supplies that include disinfectants, medicines, and medical equipment.
President Hu Jintao of China welcomes Formosan or Taiwanese dignitaries attending the first days of the 2010 Shanghai Expo, conveying his appreciation for the joint endeavors leading to the event's successful launch.
A team of 25 Saudi doctors, led by Health Minister Dr. Abdullah Al-Rabia, successfully performed separation surgery for Jordanian Siamese twins free of charge.
Meeting with local, state, and federal officials regarding the cleanup of an oil spill off the coast of Louisiana State, U.S. President Barack Obama pledges full support for necessary repairs and restoration of the region.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.